retard Lisa Gale. Freeside cheap ass pieces of shit miss so much DV content. Go to superfreaksideshow.com and sign up for Distorted View Sideshow. I love it, and I know you will too. Well, if you like the show, you gotta toe the line. And if you like Tim Henson, you'll be laughing all the time. Well, my baby's on fire as he talks to me. And his extra content makes me laugh so hard I pee. Well, that's when I saw there was no free show today. If I wanna get the sideshow, I'll have to pay. Don't be such a dirty Jew. Hey, Tim, and support Distorted View. Sign up and you'll say you're good. Buy a sideshow membership and you'll support your pal Timmy Poe. Oh, oh, yeah. Sign up for the sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com and listen to all the great content you've been missing out on. Plus, access to thousands of past shows on the DV archives. That's superfreaksideshow.com. I drink my own piss. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And that tiny little girl now, that would pretty fucking hard out.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I hook you?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat here, Steph.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Anal 101, plus jamming Asian girls' heads into your big American cock, Bitcoining bowel movements, and cum combing your hair. All of this, plus your voicemails, on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
If you won't suck a dick, do you suck a dick?
Now I want you to look in the mirror and realize you're a piece of crap.
Push F on my Twitter sheet.
All right, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. We're actually starting our week, and I will explain why in just a second. But real quick, I got to say thanks to Mighty Unicorn for that great 3-second rule parody. That song was done mostly out of spite for another Distorted View listener. Mighty Unicorn writes in, I pretty much did this because of that little whiny faggot who did Freak Moment Rule and then bugged the shit out of you over it. His voice sucked, his microphone sucked, his level sucked. That's part of the charm of Freak Moment Rule. Don't get me wrong, I like Freak Moment Rule. I love it when you guys participate and send in your dopey-ass songs. I was pissed off at the guy who did it because he wouldn't leave me alone. You know, we played it on the show 3 times and he was still bugging me about it. What happened was, he called in the voicemail line and sang this song. And I thought it was funny, partly because of how awful the telephone quality was, right? And then he sent me the MP3 version, the higher quality version, and I played it, but I guess I played it on the wrong side. I guess I played it on the sideshow and not the free side, then he wanted everyone to hear it. So he just kept bugging me, and that pissed off Mighty Unicorn. Mighty Unicorn says his voice sucked, his microphone sucked, his levels sucked, and his bitching and crying on your voicemail over and over because you didn't play it. Actually, he said play his piece of shit recording, sucked. My wife did the vocals, I did the production, and it took us about a half an hour. I forgot who recorded Freak Moment Rule, but that asshat really blows, so there you go. A song fueled out of hatred for another Distorted View listener. I love it. Voicemail Wars! Moving on, I did want to mention, I'm sorry there was no show yesterday. We, of course, will make up for it this weekend, but I was doing a clean install of my computer system. I erased everything, reinstalled the OS. It just took fucking forever, so I apologize for that. Things seem to be working smoothly now. I did want to play one clip before we get into today's Sextastic Tuesday. A while ago, we featured this guy who calls himself a pickup artist. He is apparently very successful. He holds seminars in hotels for horny, ugly guys where he shares tips on how they, too, can be a master of pussy taming. He reminds me a lot of the Tom Cruise character in the movie Magnolia. You guys ever see that? We would play clips of it occasionally here on the show, like at the top of the program. And in it, Tom Cruise is this motivational speaker, this pickup artist, and he talks about taming the pussy, or whatever, taming the cunt.
Respect the cock. And tame the cunt. Tame it. Take it on head first with the skills that I will teach you at work and say, Noah,
no!
You will not control me. Noah,
no!
You will not take my soul. Noah,
no!
You will not win this game. Because it is a game, guys. You want to think it's not, huh? You want to think it's not, you go back to the schoolyard and you have that crush on big-titted Mary Jane. Respect the cock.
Hail almighty cock. I think Tom Cruise was the world's first gooner baiter. That's Tom Cruise from the movie Magnolia. You should check it out. It's got raining frogs, a pedophile, I think. It's a messed up movie. All right, so here is the real pickup artist. This time he's in Japan. And again, before you see him talking at the seminar, you see him out at the clubs. And he's literally taking a girl's head, right? This is a girl at the club he's met. Taking her head, pushing it down to his crotch. They're both standing up at the club, and she, you know, just submits and's like, okay, let's see what's happening down here. Let's get a whiff of his balls. And that's, I guess, the tip he's going to be sharing with us.
Try to involve a friend, because she'll most likely have one friend in the group who speaks a little bit better, and she'll be able to kind of translate a bit for you guys. It'll create a little bit more conspiracy with you, too.
So this is for, like, American guys going over to Japan.
To make it happen. So I would say that. And then if you go to, at least, Tokyo, the whole game over there is game. That's it. It's like, I've never been more, like, people are like, if you go to Japanese girls, you got to be very, very nice, very, very empathetic. Why? Because usually if you go up, to, at least here, if you're like, hey, what do they do? Like, run out. But, at least in Tokyo, if you're a white male, you can do what you want. And that's what I realized. I was like, got there the first night. He's like, dude, just grab her.
I'm booking my flight to Japan right now.
I'm like, just grab her, but she's Japanese. Like, wait, grab her. So I'm just like, and I pull her in. And she kind of like laughs and giggles. And all you have to say to kind of like take the pressure off is just yell Pikachu or Pokemon or Tamagotchi or something. So
just be racist.
That was during my open. I'm like, Pikachu, 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 like that. So romping.
So his tip to pick up Japanese women is to just grab them and yell Pikachu. How much can he possibly be charging for this seminar?
Through the streets, just like grabbing girls, and my opens like head poof, on dick, head on dick, yelling Pikachu with a Pikachu shirt, and it was ridiculous. Like, I have the infield of this; it's awesome. And then like even going up to groups and like one by one, two at a time, and it's the happiest I've ever been. And what's fucked too?
Just practically raping women all over Tokyo. It's a wonderland for sex offenders.
So is that every foreigner who's white at least does this, and you'll be roaming through the streets, and there's, like, in Japanese people everywhere, and you'll spot that one foreigner, and your eyes will lock. And you know that he knows, and he knows that you know, and it's like this guilty look, like you both fucked a hooker or something. You're just like...
Like you both fucked a hooker. In reality, what you did was you fingered a girl without her consent on the subway.
Like, and then you just wait for him to pass, and then you're like, back at it. It's awesome. It's awesome. So that'd be Tokyo. Yeah.
I mean, you hear about that being a problem in Japan. Girls complaining that, you know, they're on the subway train and guys just start groping them. Apparently, it's a problem only if it's Japanese guys. If it's an American, then it's exotic and sexy. Oh, America's so aggressive. Red, white, blue, apple pie guns.
So you know. Yeah. But it's awesome. It's the shit. And then the last thing I would just add on to Tokyo is the accent. Like, for them, and it sounds a little bad, but this is actually the only way they understand you. Like, if I go to a taxi and I'm like, taxi, they're like, what? You have to say, taxi, and then they'll understand you. So you start actually dreaming in this. I'm like, oh, Tokyo City, Sensei, Pikachu, and they're like, that's your game. And then you're like, love a hotel, and it's like this thing called a love hotel.
Another good tip, just talk with a Japanese accent. Also, I guess you have to end everything with Pikachu, Pikachu. Girls like that.
And you bring them in, it's these themed rooms for sex, where there's like a dungeon and whips and shit. So I was in paradise, because usually I just pull out my own belt, but they had everything else. It was awesome. It's the shit. It was the shit. So that's Tokyo.
Wow. Obama couldn't have appointed a better Japanese ambassador. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to read poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica. They're just not very good in some way, shape, or form. Today's story, I think, is just really badly written. It's one of those type of stories. So I don't know how far we're going to get into this thing before I give up, get fed up. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's Sextastic.
All right. Today's story is simply entitled Trash, Part 1. Detective Preston Rocket and Detective Andre Sykes investigate a case of a lesbian couple found on top of each other. One had no organs inside of her. The other had a knife in the back of her head. This is like the start of every good sex story. All right. The other had a knife in the back of her head. The detectives concluded that someone broke into their house and killed them. They questioned the neighbor, Ern Bagman. Ern committed the crime, but acts smooth and leaves. Ern has a daughter named Julie and a wife named Mickey. Ern is an ex-astronaut. Okay. Julie is a
18-year-old girl. Definitely not any younger than 18, even though she looks like it.
Yeah, she must be a late bloomer because she's just now experimenting with her sexuality. She invites her Vesala Maninol over frequently to have sex. I don't know what the hell a Vesala Maninol is. Julie hates her mother but loves her dad and fantasizes about him raping her while she's in bed. Girl, you have problems. She will have sex with anyone. She loves ass. She has a huge ass, which is 3 feet across. She sticks a peanut butter and jelly sandwich up Vesala's ass with a lacrosse stick. She's like jamming it in there and eats her toenails. They get into anal 69 position. Then Vesala pulls out the sandwich and throws it at Julie's face. Julie likes to eat Vesala's enemas. We're getting a lot of information in the first two paragraphs here. I think this is really just going to set up everything that happens in the story. Vesala stuffed the organs of the lesbian who was killed in her ass, thinking they were from a cow, and farted them out as a birthday surprise for Julie. Well, happy birthday, Julie. Vesala is an Indian girl. Oh, that explains it. Her mother has gone missing, and she lives with her family, Vikram. Vikram is a raging alcoholic who is verbally abusive towards Vesala. Vesala has sex with Julie to cope. Vesala is a lesbian, when Julie is a bisexual. She shoves a big glass dildo inside of herself constantly. Like an OCD thing, I think. She also spanks Julie and watches her ass jiggle. She's sexually attracted to disgusting things. Sorry, Julie. She watches a porn site with a morbidly obese man piercing his genitals while women piss on him. I think I've seen that one. And another where a boy is having his face operated on to remove his cleft palate. And scenes where a woman shits a load of diarrhea into another one's eye while they watch a cockfight. She engages in pony play and sucks horses. She also has animals penetrate her when humans can't fulfill her appetite. There are frequently candy corns in her shit. Julie picks them out and eats them. This has got to be written by like a 12-year-old boy, right? The first night they met, Vesala took a big sugary shit in Julie's mouth. They both love candy corns and like to binge eat and fuck at the same time. Like, once Julie ate an entire roast chicken, 2 plates of spaghetti, and 8 Hershey bars in 1 minute, and then fucked Vesala with her fist. Anything gooey turns her on. Mickey, like, every paragraph we're just introduced to a new character, but nothing really happens. Alright, Mickey is a bitchy woman who hates Julie. She beats Julie with a ruler frequently. She must be, like, Julie's teacher or something. She's a hateful woman who's the result of feuding parents Gigi and Arnie. Alright, here's some more characters for you. Arnie beats Gigi, and Gigi, in turn, beat Mickey and cheated on the family with a man in a wheelchair. Like, I think they could have left out some of this information. We don't need to go back 7 generations to describe what the character's family life is like. Alright, whatever. The man was Ern's father. Oh, that man was Ern's father. So the man in the wheelchair who beat Mickey. So Gigi beat Mickey. And then cheated on her family with the man in the wheelchair, who turns out to be Earn's father. Who's Earn again? Earn is Julie's father? Oh, that's right. Earn's daughter is Julie. Earn is married to Mickey. All right. Earn's dad, Russ, used his wife as a surrogate mother. So Mickey and Earn are half-brother and sister. They hide this fact, and it makes their marriage hard. Mickey is afraid of Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. She's with Earn because Earn saved her life after she was being raped and was fed nails. The group of rapists went in every hole except her mouth, asshole, and pussy. That leaves very few holes. Earn grabbed one of the rapists and stomped his testicles to a pulp. She kissed him right in front of the man who she kicked in the face. They had sex and had Julie. Mickey lost her figure after Julie, and she hates her for that. Earn is on a new drug. He is supplied by Trey, his demented neighbor. So now we're introduced to Trey. Trey makes Earn kill someone every time he can't pay the full price for drugs. The drug is impossible to come off of. There have been reports of people who resort to self-cannibalism, violence, and cases of priapism. I think he's talking about bath salts. This happens to Trey, who, as a result, is rendered impotent. Earn breaks out constantly and is jumpy because of the drug. He hears ringing and he sees Satan as a chronic masturbator. He runs into the bathroom to shit. He takes a huge shit and cries during it. Mickey takes a pill by accident while it's under the guise of an Advil. Julie masturbates, being sexually aroused by the bowel movement. See, finally, we're getting some progression in the story. I was going to say movement. The story's moving forward here. She's invited Vasala over. They grind their asses together, and she says, "Keep going, you Indian bitch," over and over and over. Julie then puts a light in her pussy and turns it on. What? Mickey, is it like one of those battery-operated touch lights? You know what I mean? That you can stick underneath things. You ever seen those advertised? You get like 6 of them for $20. All right, so her pussy is illuminated. Mickey starts to feel the effects. The effects of what? I guess Mickey took the drugs. All right, she goes to a club and meets Shaniqua, who changed her name to Shannon and got a sex change. They have sex in the middle of the dance floor while people pour beer on her. Mickey grabs his balls hard and makes out with him. They snowball with each other until the police come in. They get arrested. Earn bails her out. This is like written like a Dick and Jane book. Very short sentences here. All right, they get arrested. Earn bails her out. Earn violently beats her face, causing her face to swell badly. Julie watches this and laughs. Earn pours a pot of boiling water on her and chains her to the bed. He takes more drugs and walks out of the room. When he sees Julie, he hits her in the face, but Julie likes it. She tugs on his cock and asks him to vaginally rape her. She spreads her labia. He does. He busts a lamp over her head while pushing his cock in and out. He takes it out and pets her hair with his dick and rubs cum in her hair. She gets pregnant and decides to keep it. At school, Julie tells the news to everybody. She meets with Tara, having fully recovered from Megan's mutilation. They have sex. Tara, who's Megan and Tara? Did I miss that? Tara pours toilet water on her tits and puts her vagina on Julie's. She's like teabagging her with her vagina. Her vagina squirts on Julie's ass and she eats Tara's ass out. Tara punches the ass hard and massages her insides. Julie screams and the principal hears. The principal comes in. He rapes them both while tying them up. This would make a great illustrated book. Much like the Dick and Jane titles. Where are we at here? Oh yes, the principal rapes them both while tying them up. He smacks them in the face and pisses on them. He shits in Tara's mouth and ass. Tara tastes the peas inside of the shit. Do peas not get digested? He rapes Julie and she gets pregnant again. She just got pregnant, right? So she hasn't had the kid yet. You can't get pregnant again before you have the kid. All right, Tara pulls him off and pukes the shit in his face. Then she beats him over the head with a sink she pulled out of the wall. She then kicks him in the chest into a metal rod sticking out of the wall and pulls him upward, ripping him open. She takes him and scalps him alive and mails it to his wife. Tara forces Julie to rip off the man's balls and eat them. She does so, and she rips off his dick. Tara stuffs the dick up the principal's ass and stomps on him. Julie can't stand not to be with Tara. They have sex 223 times in 1 week. When Vasala gets jealous, Julie takes a break from Tara. Tara, whatever. They have sex while sniffing glue. Julie vomits on her head and puts in under her armpit. I don't know what that means. Then she sticks her scalp in her pussy. All right, I think we're done here. I mean, really. Again, this story was entitled Trash Part 1. I have no idea if there's a Trash Part 2. I'm too scared to look. This was found on sexstories.com. If you want to read it for yourself, it was posted on Sunday, the 7th of May in 2006. So there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for November 4th, 2014. Brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. How's your sex life? Regardless, I bet you would love more of it. Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you're going to get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. A box of sun-dried tomato and basil wheat thins, which is a weird gift to receive when you're ordering lingerie in porn movies. Yes, so that's 6 free gifts. You're not going to get a box of wheat thins. They'll give you, you know, something you can enjoy in the bedroom. The 10th free gift... Oh, this is a big one. Free shipping on your entire order. No pesky shipping and handling charges. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Well, just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be a new toy. Girls get one of them multi-prong vibrator dong things. Or guys, get a fleshy tube to stick your dick in. I don't know what these sex toys are called. Masturbators, I think. All right, you get a toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire. They have over 20,000 adult products. Just enter offer code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. You'll get all 10 free gifts. Just go to adamandeve.com right now, select one item, get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code FREAK. That's FREAK at adamandeve.com. If you've already used coupon code FREAK, try coupon code TIM. Or coupon code DV. I've got so many coupon codes. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news here right now. Big day on the sideshow. We've got an extended program, which means if you're paying freaks, this episode is not going to be 30 minutes. It'll be nearly an hour long. Then tomorrow we're back with another exclusive show, and Friday we end the week with an exclusive program. You get full access to the entire archive of shows as well, well over 2,000 programs. Sign up for the sideshow. It's an amazing deal, and it really does help support this stupidity, ensures that it continues for a long, long time. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. It's $6.99 a month, or $66.99 a year. There are also quarterly and semi-annual and lifetime options, blah, blah, blah. superfreaksideshow.com. Okay. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've talked about poop delivery services before. Yeah, that's a real thing. Sites like mailpoop.com and iPoop4You. The problem with these services, aside from their whole fucking business model of just sending shit in the mail, is that you've got to enter a credit card. And the idea behind it is that this is an anonymous service. You send shit to people you hate and you don't want your name attached to it. And so, you know, there's some ways of tracking if you use a credit card number. Well, that's where Shit Express comes into play. Shit Express is a new poop delivery service that'll deliver poop anywhere in the world with a personalized message. And, best part, they accept Bitcoin. The future of poop delivery is here, freaks. It's an exciting time to be alive. So now you can be completely anonymous. Nobody will find out that you're the one shipping the poop. For the Bitcoin equivalent of $17, the company, again, named Shit Express, will send horse manure. And by the way, more types are going to be added in the future. I'm not even going to bother until they offer giraffe shit. I don't play around when I send crap in the mail. All right, so the website Motherboard reported on Shit Express and actually ordered some of the stuff. Here's what they found out.
Hey, Internet. This is Jason with Motherboard. We're here to do our first ever unboxing video. We have a very cool new product from the website shitexpress.com, I believe. It is supposed to be horse shit from Slovenia, it appears. I'm very nervous because I'm very excited to see what is in here.
I'll give you three guesses. It's a package from Shit Express. Do the math.
Looks like we've got, it's addressed to me. You can send me mail at that address if you want. We've got a customs form that says, it says it's a Halloween gag gift. I don't know if you can see that there, but
that's so it passes through customs.
That's what it says.
You can't technically send shit in the mail. I believe there's some laws against that or something.
And it looks like it came from Slovenia. So let's see what's in here.
All right. So, you know, he opens the package.
It is indeed shit.
Ta-da!
The bottom of the box says it's horse manure, contents 100% organic matter.
All right. Open it and smell it, and let's move on. Again, if you want to check this out, it's up at motherboard.vice.com.
I'm going to open it now very quickly and then probably throw it away, but...
All right, get to it already.
Yeah, it smells like a horse farm.
Oh, yeah. Definitely looks like shit.
Yeah. I think that was a success.
Yeah, you ordered shit in the mail from a website called Shit Express, and you got shit in the mail. Of course it's a success. All right, if you want to check out Shit Express, go to shitexpress.com. How did they get that domain? So lucky. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. So yesterday, when I was, reinstalling everything on my computer, I had a lot of free time on my hands. So I registered a new domain, and I'm putting up horrible, disgusting, X-rated clips. It's a fun side project. I mean, I'm always running across videos and stuff that I can't use on Distorted View. Maybe it's too visual in nature. I can't even use it as a DV log because it's, you know, X-rated. And I can't put fucking porn up on DistortedView.com or Super Freak Sideshow. For one, my hosting company doesn't allow it, and, you know, there'd be all sorts of implications. But I registered a domain, and I found a hosting company that allows adult material, and it has nothing to do with distortedview.com. There's no links to it on any of my websites. It's an entirely separate website. It's ungodly. It's ungod.ly. Everything's ungodly! I posted a bunch of fun stuff there. It's not all porn. Some of it just weird clips of, you know, YouTube and stuff like this. Stuff I was running across yesterday. But there's a couple of ungodly originals. One video that I posted is of a guy jerking off onto another person's face, and as he's coming, he pricks his cock with a pin. So the guy he's coming on is covered in jizz and squirts of blood. It's a great video. Again, ungod.ly. The other video is just of, guys dressing up like Satan and having sex or something. Check it out. All right. Second story we have for you today. People are pissed off at Rob Lowe. Why? Surprisingly, it's not for his shitty movies. It's for a new advertisement he's in. He's doing an ad, I guess, for DirecTV. Well, the International Perusius? I don't know how to pronounce that. P-A-R-U-R-E-S-I-S. Perusius Association, which estimates about 7% of Americans have some form of... I don't even know what it is, and I might be suffering from it. Actually, a quick Wikipedia search reveals that paresis is a type of phobia in which the sufferer is unable to urinate in the presence of others, either real or imaginary. If you've got an imaginary friend who's always by your side and you suffer from this, you're entirely fucked. Most people call this being pee shy. By the way, did you know there's a phobia, It's like the shit equivalent to being pee shy, being poop shy. It's called percoprius. It's another word I can't fucking pronounce. And can you believe there's a whole organization for these people? I think I'm kind of, I might be one of the 7%, but mine like comes and goes. Sometimes I'm pee shy and sometimes I'm not. All right. Well, this group is offended by the popular advertisement for DirecTV that shows an awkward Rob Lowe character unable to use the bathroom with other people in the room. Here's the ad.
Hi, I'm Rob Lowe, and I have DirecTV, and I'm painfully awkward, Rob Lowe, and I have cable. DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction over all cable TV providers.
With cable, you wait forever for them to show up. I hope it's not a girl or a guy.
Fact, DirecTV has been ranked higher than cable for over 10 years.
Fact, I can't go with other people in the room.
Don't be like this, me.
He's in the restroom. Okay. Shy bladder sufferers want DirecTV to stop airing a... Really? We're going to protest this now? We have become a nation full of goddamn pussies. Can't take a fucking joke. Shy bladder sufferers want DirecTV to stop airing a television ad where a painfully awkward actor, Rob Lowe, says that he can't urinate in public. A spokesman for the League of Shy Pissers, whatever this organization is called, says the ad is in poor taste and ridicules a serious problem. That's according to Steve Soffer, CEO of the International Paresis Association, which estimates that some 7% of Americans... Okay, we get it. Yes, 7% of people have shy bladders. We don't mind if people have a little fun with it. Isn't that what DirecTV is doing? It's a situation that a lot of people don't understand. I think everyone understands it. You're afraid to pee around people. It's not a hard concept to grasp. In this particular case, the portrayal is making it look ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Now, this guy is a loser for having a problem. What if he didn't have a leg or an arm? Really? You're comparing a guy who can't pee in public to amputees. They lost physical limbs. You can actually see what's wrong with these people. All right, whatever. Are you going to make fun of them? If you're Tim Henson from Distorted View, the answer is always yes. Ting. Members of his group have written and called DirecTV asking that the ad be removed. But Darius Gringerly, something spokesman for DirecTV, said, no, not going to happen. The ads will continue to run for the vast majority of viewers who have told us they enjoy the spots. I really love your commercials, DirecTV. Who's ever said that? Who the fuck cares about commercials? All right. Like, have you ever reached out to a company to tell them that you like their commercials? Thank you for selling me this product in a fun and informative way. All right. Yes, the ads will continue to run for the vast majority of viewers who've told us they enjoy the spots and understand that, like all of our commercials, they take place in a fantasy world and they're not based in reality. Okay, thank you. Final story we have for you today. So, Harvard apparently is getting a little freaky with their classes. One of the workshops being offered during Harvard University's annual Sex Week is called What in the Butt? Anal Sex 101. This is an Ivy League school we're talking about here. Like, I would expect this from ITT Tech or DeVry or some community college. But Harvard? I mean, if they're going to be offering classes on anal sex... entitled What in the Butt, I could totally be a professor over there, making a living playing granny porn clips. It's an intensive 4-week class. All right, dispel myths about anal sex and give you insight into why people do it and how to do it well. Oh, I guess I could use some pointers. Don't you just jam your cock in the hole? I mean, that's pretty much how anal sex works, right? All right, the object of this workshop, led by sex experts from a local adult store... Are you kidding me? That's your expert? Have you seen the people that work at porn stores? All right, whatever. The point of all this is to teach students how to properly have anal sex. They will cover a wide variety of topics, including anal anatomy. This is the butthole. This is where you're going to stick your dick. And the potential for pleasure for all genders. Plus how to talk about it with a partner. Basic prep. Take a shit. Make sure you ain't got no poop up there. Animals. All right, basic preparation and hygiene. Lubes, anal toys. I hope you're using coupon code FREAK when you purchase your course material. Go to Adam and Eve. And, of course, safer sex and anal penetration for beginners. Oh, and so much more. Learn the facts about this exciting yet often misunderstood form of pleasure. Find out the common mistakes people make and get all your questions answered. The 2014 Harvard Sex Week Agenda states... Harvard's annual Sex Week is coordinated by a student-run organization called Sexual Health Education and Advocacy. Sex Week at Harvard intends to promote a week of programming that is interdisciplinary, thought-provoking, scholastic, innovative, blah, 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 blah. Our goal is to correct... Blah, 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 blah. Harvard Sex Week... Blah, 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 blah. All right. Harvard Sex Week activities kicked off this past Sunday. So if you are at Harvard... check out What in the Butt, Anal Sex 101. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, it feels like it's been so long since I've talked to you, but it's really only been a couple days. What's going on,
Tim, folks? What's up, White Sword? Hey, man. So I was thinking yesterday, you know, I have a lot of people that come to my work working at a porn store.
Are you kidding me? I swear to God, I did not plan this. We just got done talking, and I was just insulting people that work at porn stores. Hey, have you considered becoming a professor at Harvard? Apparently you're qualified. Isn't this weird? I mean, White Sword calls in occasionally. And, I mean, I think he's called in and told us that he's worked at a porn store before, but not all of his phone calls are about that. And all of a sudden, today he's talking about it. All right.
You know, I have a lot of people that come in my work in a porn store, mm-hmm. and they just think it's a dude thing. I don't know, man. They talk about rewiring their toys. Like, I tell them, like, no, man, that's got, like, a warranty that'll get covered, and all blah.
What? Rewiring their, like, dick strokers and stuff?
Blah, blah, blah. They're like, nah.
My pocket pussy needs more power.
I just figured I'd hook it up to another power supply, and I just figured it was like, you know, these are just weird dudes.
Yeah.
No, it's like, turns out this is really common, and I was wondering.
Are there, like, sex toy enthusiast websites that will teach you how to hack your toys, get more pleasure out of them, how to hack your penis strokers?
And what is your opinion on that? You think that's a waste of time? Or what?
Of course it's a waste of time.
What, is it just something I don't understand? Why would you try to rewire your dildo?
They're tinkerers.
Just throw it away and buy a new one.
Yeah. I mean, if it's broken, maybe, and you want to repair it, but the idea of, like, enhancing it, that's a little weird. Sex toys in general are weird. Well, I mean, what's wrong with just using your fucking hand to jerk off? I didn't get that. You know, I've got one of those fleshlight things, and I don't like it. I mean, if it feels okay and everything, it's just too much work. I mean, using your hand or using the fleshlight, at the end, you get the same result, right? It's that time of year. Alright, thank you very much.
Yo, Tim.
What up?
So after a gin and tonic, I finally got the courage to send you a voicemail.
Why are people so afraid to talk to me?
And yeah, kind of confessing that I kind of have a crush on you.
Oh, pics and vid, please. Pics and vid.
Kind of a beautiful voice.
Oh.
I guess.
wait till you get a look at me.
I haven't seen too many pictures of you, but.
Oh, well.
Dude, yeah, well, if I'm in the area, you should totally hook it up.
Sorry, I'm taken.
All right. But yeah.
Dude. You had your chance.
Dude, love the show. Love what you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you fucking kidding me? This is a different area code. Oh no, it's not. Hold on. I think it's a different area. Yeah, it's a different area code and everything.
To Timothy James Henson, loyal sideshow member Haley's Comet checking in.
You don't sound like Haley's Comet. You know who you sound like? You sound like Paul R. Nelson.
To Timothy James Henson, loyal sideshow member Haley's Comet checking in.
There wasn't any really funny election ads. I'm thinking maybe it's because, like, it's a midterm thing, and hopefully in a few years we'll have some really good ones. But I mean, Clay Aiken early on had that funny ad about being abused as a kid. His mom had to run away with him, or whatever. But yeah, I mean, the best ad ever for a candidate was that Paul R. Nelson.
Just want to answer a few of the freak's questions. Yes, my wife is fat. She's big and fat. And it's true that I am into bondage play. Uh-huh. I'm also into scat. And one of the greatest...
I don't think there has ever been a more polarizing voicemail caller than Haley's Comet.
Experience.
I mean, you know, occasionally freaks will have beefs with one another. Like the guy who, did the 3-second rule song today. Did that in retaliation for another voicemail listener, or voicemail caller. But I think a lot of people dislike it. I love Haley's Comet. Haley's Comet can call in all he wants.
My life has been when my wife wires 9-volt batteries to my...
He is a bit of a know-it-all, that
my
Haley's
nipples
Comet.
And my scrotum, and after eating a big value meal at Wendy's, takes a giant shit into my mouth.
Oh.
It's just wonderful.
Learning a lot about Haley's Comet.
And I would love to talk about it more with you, Tim.
Sure.
So I'm going to call in every single day for the next month and tell you about it. to do.
All right. Thank you very much, Fake Haley's Comet. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Tame the cunt.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, oh, you're in for a treat. Bonus extended show materials coming up in just a second. Hang on. Otherwise, I will see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive...
AIDS.
All you have to do is...
Put the cock in and out. Just stick it in the hole and fuck it.
And then easy register on the next page. So what are you waiting for? Claim your free...
AIDS.
Now. And once again, congratulations.
Pervert.